sluggish start, took you a while to get your feet. Fermanagh had more cohesion, 13 changes in your team, I suppose that told a small tale.
Well, I think so, and it's not easy to make that many changes in a team and expect them to go out in jail as if there were no changes. So that's part of it, all right, and it probably did take us quite a while to find our feet and to get that wee bit of cohesion, I suppose, that Fermanagh definitely had at that time. And but at the same time, considering how we started the game, I'd have been happy enough to have four all at half time. I thought that was a good enough position for us to be in, because I think there was, whatever little breeze was there, we were having it in the second half, and I suppose our players have now 35 minutes to reflect on what wasn't working, so they had time to sort of decide what they might do to change the script a bit.
And to start with, two All-Stars and an All-Star nominee off the bench at half-time, wee bit of stability then?
Well, it's always nice to have those kind of players available, and they introduced themselves to the game quite quickly, and I think that made a significant difference. And I suppose even with that, I see Colm raised his standards again, maybe because these men arrived, and he made a big difference in the second half, where we were losing lots of kickouts. We were actually winning them either cleanly or on the break. And when you have that kind of forward momentum, then the opposition's under pressure, our defence is not under the same kind of pressure, and it creates the opportunities for us to score, to push on ahead, and that's what we did.
Owen Donnelly going off to them, Mickey, he was playing very well in the first half, probably the dominant player on the field, was a massive blow to Fermanagh as well.
Without a doubt, lose any player and to be down a man in the modern game is a big ask for any team. When it's one of your leading players on the day and probably in the last number of seasons, then that makes it all the more difficult. But that happens. I mean, he's unfortunate. He got the second booking after already carrying a yellow card. That's the danger, I suppose, of making rash tackles of any kind when you're on a yellow card. You're always open to that kind of decision by the referee, and it was unfortunate for him on the day, and it made a big difference to Fermanagh's challenge out there on the field.
And what was your take on Rory's sending off at the end?
Well, to be quite honest, I did not see it. I was following the play, and I can't comment, obviously, because I didn't see it.
It was a robust encounter, Mickey. The first 35 minutes, maybe a bit of a hangover from Wednesday night, but obviously a different team as well, so it was robust the first 35
minutes. Well, I think there was energy about the game, and that's what the people come to see. You know, they don't come to see exhibition football, they don't come to see people waiting for something else. You know, this is a competition worth winning, and there's a fifth game available for whoever wins this game today, so both counties wanted that, and when that's the case then, and both are competing to be in the final, then you'd expect there'll be a bit of engagement.
Are you looking forward to Derry again next Saturday evening?
Well, I didn't say I was looking forward to it, but that's what's happened. We're going to play Derry again, and that's fine. They've made their way into the final, the same as us. They want to be playing games competitively this time of year, and they've got that chance for themselves now, and here we go again. So, you know, that's all to play for in the final.
Five competitive games. Would you prefer maybe not to meet them so often? I mean, it could develop into maybe a wee bit of a personal thing between the two sets of players.
Oh, I don't think it doesn't matter really how many times you meet anybody. I mean, the championship is the championship, and it takes on a life of its own anyway, and I don't care you met them 40 times on the way to that. The championship is a new game. It's a sort of there's a new competitive nature about it, and I really don't think that any of the games that go before that have any real significance on what happens on that day. It is a life of its own, and whatever happens before that won't necessarily have a real bearing on what happens that day. It's really what happens in Celtic Park that's going to really matter most of all.
What about in terms of the people that you've brought through, Mickey? Are you happy with what you've seen from the younger group, like of the David Mulgrew, etc.?
Yeah, I mean, everybody that came in have acquitted themselves well, and they've shown that if they're not ready just right now for inter-county senior football, they certainly have a future in it, and that's the decisions we have to make. Who's ready to come in just now? Who would benefit from being in now? And what some players maybe need some more time to go to their clubs and mature another little bit. Those are decisions we have to make. They're not easy decisions to make. But we have a few men, I suppose, with long-term injuries and unavailable just now, so there may be an interim time when some of those players might have to stay on anyway to give us the full complement that we want to be able to be competitive in our training.
Do you see the squad being cut significantly after the mechanical?
No, I don't know that it'll be cut significantly. I mean, there certainly has to be some changes there, but significant, what does that mean? Numbers? I don't know. There will be some changes, obviously, but no, there'll still be a lot of the players that you've been watching over the last month or so will still be here.
Mickey, you're going to settle free kicker? There's a few lads, you know, all had a go there before.
What do you think? No, we were a bit erratic at the first, in the first instance, and probably we have been, to date. Nobody can say there's a 90% chance that's going over the bar. But I must say that after a poorish start, Conor McAlisky, you know, performed very well as the game progressed today. I think maybe he got 2 45s or two kicks from that kind of distance as well. As some others, so I know he's very capable. I know Darren McCurry's very capable, Ronan Leeds capable, Niall Morgan's capable of kicking frees. It's just a question of getting the consistency that you need to be really pushing on at this level, and the players know what that percentage return needs to be, and it's up to them to make sure that they're one of the people who can deliver that.